Well, friends, today a barrier has been broken. For the first time, the FBI searched the home of a former president of the United States, executing a search warrant to seize evidence of crime. Let's talk about that, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So a legal barrier has been broken. A maiden legal voyage has been taken. And no, I'm not wearing a tie to celebrate or commemorate the breaking of that legal barrier. I have been hopping on and off some of the NBC platforms. As you may know, I'm a legal analyst for MSNBC, and I also appear on News Now and Peacock Streaming and occasionally on NBC Nightly News, so that's why I have not taken my tie off. I'm out of my normal uniform for my Justice Matters videos, but it's a big night. It really is an historic night. Let's talk about what we know and what we don't know about the fact that the FBI just searched Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's home of record in Florida. Let's start with today's New York Times reporting. Headline, FBI searches Trump's home in Florida. And the article begins, former President Donald J. Trump said on Monday that the FBI had searched his Palm Beach, Florida home and had broken open a safe, an account signaling a dramatic escalation in the various investigations into the final stages of his presidency. Okay, friends, let's start with what we know. What we know is that a federal judge issued a search warrant. And in order for a federal judge to issue a search warrant, he or she had to conclude that there was evidence of crime right now located on the property at Mar-a-Lago. And the way the judge reaches that conclusion is he or she will review a sworn statement, an affidavit by an FBI agent setting out the evidence supporting that conclusion that there's evidence of federal crimes right now located on the property at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's home. We know a judge issued that search warrant. We know that FBI agents executed that search warrant, and we can assume that they recovered evidence. We don't know what that evidence pertains to yet, what federal crimes that evidence may be part of, but I think we can conclude that they seized evidence. What don't we know? Well, I don't think we know precisely what crimes this evidence pertains to. There's some suggestion in the reporting that it has to do with the documents that Donald Trump and his associates, his assistants, boxed up and improperly, unlawfully, took from the White House down to Mar-a-Lago. But here's the thing. We've known about this for a very long time. In fact, if you remember some of the reporting, it was back in January that the National Archives went down to Mar-a-Lago and picked up 15 boxes of documents, of stuff Donald Trump was not supposed to have taken from the White House and brought down to his home in Florida, and the National Archives retrieved it. We also learned from the reporting last January that the National Archives had been in negotiations with Donald Trump for quite some time over, you know, their need to retrieve those documents. So that is something that we've known about for a very long time. And it feels like there must be something more at play with respect to this dramatic step, the first search warrant of a former president's home, other than just collecting up some stray documents. I'm not trying to undersell or downplay the importance of the crimes that Trump may have committed by taking particularly classified or national security documents from the White House down to Mar-a-Lago. That's a crime that should be investigated, should be pursued. But let's face it, this is a former president who tried to kill our democracy. He incited an insurrection. He may be part of a seditious conspiracy. He obstructed an official proceeding, the certification of Joe Biden's win, and he may very well have committed treason by sending his armed mob up to the Capitol to stop the certification. It feels like small potatoes, relatively speaking, to take the dramatic step of executing a search warrant on a former president's home to collect up some stray documents. Maybe that's all this is about. Here's the other thing that I'm going to say, and I don't want to throw a wet blanket over the good news that it seems like we are concretely moving in the direction of justice, of accountability for Trump, for the many crimes he inarguably committed against the United States and against we the people. I don't want to put a damper on any of that because this is important, historic, monumental, this search warrant. But let's think back to Rudy Giuliani. I know, not the most pleasant topic to inject, but remember it was about 15 or 16 months ago now that Rudy Giuliani had a search warrant executed on his home, on his office, and something like 13 of his electronic devices, laptops, phones, thumb drives, were seized by the FBI 15, 16 months ago. And here we are, with no charges being brought against Rudy Giuliani. So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, and I don't want us to get our hopes up that charges will be coming tomorrow or next week or next month just because Donald Trump's home was searched by FBI agents. Feels good to say it, though. But it doesn't guarantee that there will be charges coming anytime soon. I think the odds that Donald Trump will be criminally charged with the crimes we know he's committed, we've seen the evidence of it with our own eyes in the J6 committee hearings and elsewhere, I think this exponentially increases the odds that he will be criminally charged with the crimes he committed against the United States. But there is nothing suggesting that it will happen immediately or sooner rather than later. But here's what I would urge the Department of Justice to please consider. The longer you go without charging a former criminal president, after you've executed these search warrants, after this has now become public knowledge that the FBI didn't raid his home, because that's not what the FBI does. They don't raid homes. They execute search warrants that have been lawfully issued by federal judges. This is a lawful process based on evidence. It's not a raid. But after that happened, and now that we all know that a search warrant has been executed on the home of a former president, I hope DOJ will engage in some kind of transparency sooner rather than later that tells us all what the lawful basis for this search warrant was without divulging information that would impact or impair an ongoing investigation. But for gosh sakes, we need some transparency about what's going on here. Why do I say that? Because if there is no transparency, Donald Trump's disinformation and propaganda will begin to win the day. This was an illegal raid by the corrupt Democrats. We've already heard that the FBI is now apparently controlled by the Democratic Party. That's some of the talking points that we've been hearing from some of Trump's lackeys. Please, DOJ, don't let them seize the narrative and continue to pollute the American public with their lies, their propaganda, their disinformation that will take hold. Hopefully, DOJ will find a way to engage in some real-time transparency to explain what's going on. What I would like to see, the best way to do that, is with what we call speaking indictments. And yes, I'd like to see Donald Trump indicted tomorrow, certainly sooner rather than later. Speaking indictments are the kind of indictments where we put a whole bunch of facts, often a chronological narrative of the crime, of the evidence supporting the crime, in the indictment itself, and it becomes a public record that everybody can see, everybody can read, everybody can assess as to the evidence supporting charges against Donald Trump and ultimately his criminal associates, his co-conspirators. Remember when the Mueller investigation kept issuing speaking indictments and we would learn what the evidence was supporting, for example, the charges against a Paul Manafort or a Roger Stone. Speaking indictments. I hope DOJ will move in that direction, even if only with respect to whatever this search warrant today was all about, rather than letting Trump and his lackeys and his criminal associates win the day by putting all kinds of you-know-what in the mix for the American people to start to absorb. You know, let's make this more of a fair fight on the truth and information front. Let's get some transparency, some truth, some information, some facts, and some evidence that don't interfere with ongoing investigations, that can meet the force of the disinformation that we're already hearing from Donald Trump as of today, the day his home was searched. Because today, Donald Trump's home was searched by the FBI after a judge concluded there was evidence of crime on the property at Mar-a-Lago. We're moving in the right direction, folks. You know, it almost makes me want to say, perhaps justice is coming. And we know that justice matters. Friends, stay tuned, stay safe, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.